Before I met the Augustinians, I wasn't Catholic. I was confirmed by an Augustinian priest and invited into the Catholic Church and into the rites. And I mean, I always practiced religion, but I never had a root. I never had a way of worship. I never had security in my faith. But when I met the Augustinians and I started going to the youth groups, I met the Augustinians when I was at university, and I started going to the parish youth group, and they gave me a sense of being part of a family, a wider, much, much wider family in the whole world, not just, you know, people living together all the time. But I know now that I have brothers and sisters all over the world, and I get a lot from St. Augustine himself and St. Monica, just reading about their lives and how they struggled with different things. It makes me feel like I'm not alone.
Now, you speak about what you've received from the Augustinian spirituality. How do you see this spirituality being applied in the world?
When I was growing up, I grew up in the Middle East, and as many people know, there's a lot of injustice that goes with it. But I grew up very, very sheltered. And when I moved to the UK, poverty was never advertised in where I lived. And when I came to the UK, I saw poverty everywhere. Poverty and injustice. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to be involved in something that will combat these issues, and through the Augustinians there are many, many projects that deal with justice and peace and poverty and combating those issues, and I know that I have a lot to give in how I worship and how I pray and in what I do in life. I know that I have a lot to give to help all these issues, and there's a new project starting in London that will help combat the justice and peace issues in the local community where we live.